Mike Line is a podcast produced by Hypebeast Radio that delivers in-depth conversations with your favorite music artists and influencers every Tuesday. In each episode, they dig into their origin stories, learn about their inspirations, and ask the challenging questions you want answered about their lives and music. From interviews with artists and industry execs, ranging from Miguel to Freddie Gibbs, Mike Line dives deep into how their stories came to be. Listen and subscribe to Mike Line on Spotify or whenever you listen to podcasts. You can also check out hypebeast.com/radio and keep up with everything music. Lastly, be sure to join the conversation on Instagram and Twitter at Hypebeast Music and Hypebeast Music Radio.
Radio and TV, entertainment, AM, FM, podcast show. With Yolanda Nolly.
Hey, hey, everyone. Welcome to another show of Radio and TV Entertainment, AM, FM podcast show with your host, Yolanda Nolly. And I want to say welcome and thank you so much for being a regular listener to our amazing podcast show. We try to deliver the inside and be your insider to the realms of entertainment industry knowledge. As spoken before, my celebrity co-host, Miss Marshall Woodland, which is motivational comedian Marshall Woodland, Miss Woody, ha, if you know her, she's on a bit of a hiatus until she can come back. She's on a pathway to doing some adventurous things in the world of entertainment and also activism. She's also an activist. So you may go and follow her. She's got her own show too, you know, called We're Sick of This. S-H-I-T. Ah, you thought you were going to get me to say the word, but you didn't. So, while we go on with the show, also, if you're missing my other celebrity co-host, well, Jonathan Haywood, Stinger J, well, he's on a bit of an entertainment hiatus as well. He will be returning once it is concluded. He is doing some amazing things in the realm of entertainment, such as, you know, he does a little bit of acting. He is also a pastor as well and a musician. So definitely check him out if you find him on any of the social medias. He also has a podcast show too called Hey, Serving It Up with Joe Nathan. Check him out too. So I always want to make sure that there is a lot of knowledge being spilled out to those who are interested and want to be on the inside of what it is to be an entertainment connoisseur. What I mean by that? What do I mean by that? Well, it's about all the talent out there who want to make a higher revenue in the realms of entertainment. Well, how do you do that? Is it just going from show to show, getting signed with an agent? How did you get to that point? Well, you know, it takes a lot of business know-how to put it straight. I want to say this. That when you're out there in the realms of entertainment, you want to first think like a business person. You got to be able to think like a business person. What I mean by that, you have to understand how it actually works, and approach it like your own individual business. You can't just think it's all 90% talent. That's only 25% of it. You got to think of it like you're sitting at the table and you're negotiating what your pathway, your unique pathway to your talents are going to be, which road it's going to take, who's going to be guiding that and honing that for you, that you choose, because this it is a choice that you make where you want to go with your talent, whether it be singing, dancing, whether it be acting, whether it be doing comedy, anything that it means to, you know, to get you to a means of an ends. And you want to be out there, especially if you're a musician. Well, you know, one hit wonders are memorable. They make it memorable. You know, if you're on a BTS radio station, not an extraterrestrial radio station, but a BTS, that means that it reports all of your listenership, how many people have been listening to your music play on so many rotations. Well, then here you go. You know, it's okay to be a one-hit wonder, but you want to keep longevity, like the Stings out there, like the Police out there. And you probably don't know what I'm talking about, but these are, you know, kind of old school music artists. Aretha Franklin's. You want to be the Diana Rosses of the world. They were never one-hit wonders. They always had longevity, and they are what you call legends. And they are called what you can say, an icon. Do you want to be iconic, or do you just want to do it just because you love and have the passion for your talent to carry on and be recognized as a piece of wonderful work that wasn't there before, but you were there to create it? Actors out there, if you're listening, listen in. You know, approaching the acting world is passion. It's passion for the arts, music as well. And it's, whether you have a manager or an agent, it's hard to get an agent for some. They like to see a complete package. You know, it's good to have everything complete. Don't have it, because this is your portfolio of your body of work that you've put together over some time period. And what I mean, it doesn't mean that you have to take a year and a half to do it, but you crafted your press kit, meaning that you've crafted it to a point where when you arrive and you go and you submit your press kit, all of the shows, all of the concerts that you performed, any type of tours that you've invested in yourself. And what I mean by investment is that when you're a company, when you're your own individual business, that's you, the artist, the actor, the dancer, the choreographer, the model, the models, male or female, and hosts and hostesses, speakers, it doesn't matter, anything that you're dealing with an audience, you're dealing with a crowd, okay? It's good to have a body of work that you've honed and you've crafted just well enough, that you have, always keeping your photos current, whether you're a band, whether you're an actor, whether you're a singer, and keeping it professional, okay? And keeping it looking professional, having a resume. It doesn't matter whether you're a musician, whether you're an actor, whether you're a host, hostess, radio host. You want to have a resume, and you want to be a part of an association. Okay, what does that mean? If you're an artist, most artists already know that being a part of an association like BMI or ASCAP, and also Sound Exchange and any of those, that once you're associated with those particular associations, it gives you a number that is highly recognized. Then they start to give you a little bit more credibility of your credentials. Now you are building your credentials. Now you want to be a part of, now you're a part of an association where you're building camaraderie, you're learning. They have free classes on the side of ASCAP. Depending on where you want to take your art, where you want to take your music. And for those who are in acting, you know, it's good to be a part of SAG if you can, if you said a few lines, in a film, whether it's one sentence in a film or a television series, and you all of a sudden you've been asked to join SAG. That is a part of association. Most people do not know this, that when you become SAG, you now are and you paid your $10,000 towards SAG. Now you're covered. They will cover your travel. They will cover, then make sure that you're covered when you're, and not taken advantage of on big, huge, production company sets such as Paramount, Warner Brothers, and make sure that you're getting the pay that you deserve, and that when you're working overtime on set, you get paid the amount that you deserve. So, same thing with screenwriters. If you're part of, if you're part of the Screenwriting Guild, there is the same quality of the amount that you should be, that they cover you with, and they'll advocate that you are paid the right fee. So, and comedians, I'm going to address the comedians. Comedians, there are so many associations out there for you that you can be a part of, whether you're a Christian comedian or you're just a mainstream comedian and be a part of an association. Hey, start your own association if there's not one that benefits you. Start your own association so that you can become that you're covered, that you're backed, that you can back those that are associated with you. Because that says a lot. You can reap the many benefits and awards. And when you're a part of ASCAP, look, Beyonce, you can think of all the iconic or the very mainstream musicians out there that are part of ASCAP. You're rewarded. And those awards can carry you further than you ever would know in the realms of entertainment, of the entertainment industry. So be mindful that, that you're carrying those aspects and you're putting all the intricate details together, such as my previous guest on the show, Mr. Bruce Nahin, and he was very much so right because he has those key elements of judging a screenwriter's work, because he comes from the background of being a producer and entertainment lawyer, a retired entertainment lawyer. He teaches at UCLA, and he's seen a lot of work go by, come across at the Sundance Film Festivals, and he is certainly correct that it's good to have more than one screenplay. So therefore, even if they've seen the film one of the film festivals out there, you have work that you have done, that, to back up the immediate work that they've that reflects well upon your writing, and having four more to back that one that they really like, and they can take a look at it. That says a lot. And then if you won an award or a couple of awards at any film festivals, that carries a lot of merit. And it goes so far as giving you a lot of credibility, and then they can have other things to measure how far you stretch your talent in writing and filmmaking and making films. And then you can start making pretty good decent amount of pay given that. And then your portfolio, building your portfolio of work. Nothing says it best having your creativity being built up over some years, and you have a very good, valid portfolio. Actors, same thing. Building up a credibility of reels on set, I would say even being pictured on set or filmed behind the scenes, and you having clips of that being on YouTube, being on Vimeo. And you're building up that amount of work that you've done over the years, and then condensing it on a flash drive and putting it in sort of a mini reel, and then getting your headshots crafted in a way where it reflects what you look like now, not what you look like 5 years ago, but what you look like now. So that if you're going into an interview, you see your amazing headshots or composite card, or that they see it looks just like you, and having it in a complete package. I like to go into detail of that. It's been a while since I talked about this, but as all of my listeners are so, we're so invested. I'm so invested. My celebrity co-stars are invested in giving quality advisement and tips and entertainment tips to all those out there that are wondering, well, what does it take to get to another level and completing that step to getting a great agent? It's time. It's putting out and building quality, starting small, building up. And for comedians that have gotten some work, anyone that's gotten some work, well, that says a lot. You've gotten some work, and it's always good to start small. If you're not booking anything, develop projects. Develop smaller projects. A great place to start is Up Live. Up Live, Live Me. That is a streaming platform that you can be a part of. You can do it from your phone. If you got an iPhone or you got a computer, you can do it from your laptop or your home PC. And it pays you. It literally pays you. And it builds up your audience, your followers. So you're getting paid to build up your followers and to build up your presence online, and you're paid for it. So if you have a chance, you know, go and check them out. Live Me and Up Live. They're two great platforms, and there's another one called Live Star. If someone gives you a castle, they pretty much put a lot of money in investment to purchase that castle and then gift it to you while they're watching your live stream. So that's almost about $300 that they've gifted to you, because those are expensive gifts. So think about that. You know, getting paid for what you do. Even if you're in film and you're not doing it right now, there's so many celebrities out there that've got their own podcast show. Okay? Gilbert Gottfried. He's got his own podcast show. Okay? And doing that, even if you're not, you know, you're building up in a small platform. Hey, this platform, you're paid to podcast. You know? If you like to definitely meet people and get, and you like to research the amazing things that they've done over a time period, having a really quality conversation about what, you know, what took place in their lives to get them to the level of success, and what are their thoughts on current events, and just so many things that can be out there to the public. And this is what we do for our audience. We want to make sure that you get the quality amount of information from those who have found some type of success in the realms of the entertainment industry and how they got there. It's more important of how they develop their career over time to get to the level of success that they have, and you getting the first-hand listening experience to find out about that, and then them giving you quality tips that they found to be true to their success, and their mentors who've mentored them. And if you go back and you listen to some of our podcasts, if you listen to Black Coffee or you listen to Mr. Bruce Nahan, he has a lot of insight on the realms of being a successful actor, a successful director, producer, in the entertainment industry. And he's a great mentor to those who reach out to him. And he's got a great deal. If you're interested in being mentored in the industry, for his line of work, for his line of expertise and wisdom, he's put it at a $500 benefit, and he's really worth more than that. But if you're willing to put that down and invest in yourself to get more of that wisdom that he has, to build a steady stream of knowledge yourself, to build yourself in the realms of the entertainment industry, I would suggest to do so. It's Bruce Nahin, N-A-H-I-N, Bruce. And, you can follow him on LinkedIn, Instagram. He's on Facebook. He's on Twitter. Seek after him, as well as Paul Curiozzi. They're both brilliant men in the industry. And there's so many more that I can add that we've had and been granted the the blessing to speak to them and have them on the show to give a lot of their wisdom and knowledge about how to grow in the industry and how they've come to be so successful in the realms of entertainment. So check them out. It is always we try to make it, you know, our duty to make sure you know the honest truth about the entertainment industry, that you get the benefit of understanding where you want to go, how to do it, how to become the business person that you are, having a business plan to where you would like to go. A lot of people don't realize it takes about $10,000 to actually start your career in the realms of the acting industry. It takes just that amount and a little bit more in the modeling world. I'm going to have an amazing guest that has been in the modeling world for over 20-30 years, and her name is Julie, and I will have her on the show, and she is excited about gifting some of that knowledge about what has helped her with the realms of success. In her past experience in the modeling industry, she's modeled for Tommy Hilfiger, for Versace, for Calvin Klein, and now she's coming out with her own particular camp that is a intensive 3 to 4 day camp that intensifies getting the understanding of how to become successful and start your career, a successful career. You almost got me there, everybody. a successful career in the modeling industry and acting as well. The name of her boot camp is called Camp Croquis Modeling and Acting Boot Camp, and it's out in Florida. So check it out. It's got a presence online. It's on LinkedIn. It's on Facebook. It's on Twitter. Check it out and follow. They even have a group that's called Camp Croquis Modeling and Acting Facebook group Q&A. So you can ask questions and get them answered by experts. And then there's an ability to even get, if you want to move into the ranks of fashion and modeling through the boot camp, you could even get picked up by IMG. So check that out. Be looking out for the special guest interview with Miss Julie of Camp Croquis, and I guarantee you'll get a lot of benefit of listening to her story, her background, and how she found success in the modeling industry, and then the wisdom that she has giving to those who are interested in going that route, going into the modeling industry, and also a bit of acting as well. So definitely look out for that interview. And this has been a little short segment that I wanted to get that out to, because I haven't done this in a while. I missed this one-on-one mano-a-mano female-a-mano out there, and getting a little bit more of the entertainment advisement out there to everyone, because this is what we're all about. We want to give you the real inside scoop of what it takes to have you become that business entity in the realms of entertainment, and in the realms of entertainment, how to build you a quality longevity in the realms of entertainment, how to do it, how to get the consistent revenue in the realms of entertainment, how to do it. Well, it comes with being so picking up as much knowledge as possible from mentors, from those who have found a level of a lot of sense of success, learning from those people around you in that area, being a sponge, being able to have everything crafted that you put out there to be good quality, and putting out good quality and having a business plan, really having it critiqued down to the very and being very detailed of your path, where you want to go and where you want to be in the next 15 years. So with that being said, everyone, this has been Yolanda Nolly, your host for Radio and TV Entertainment AM/FM podcast show. I will see you all next time. And this has been Yolanda Nolly, your host, out.
Are you a talent trying to make it in the world of entertainment? The way to do that is through social media. But how? With the ebook, How to Profit in Entertainment, Social Media Guide from author Yolanda Nolly. This incredible book will teach you how to brand yourself and how to earn profits using social media and other entertainment media platforms. The entertainment agencies will be offering you high-paying jobs. How to Profit in Entertainment, Social Media Guide. Order your copy today on Amazon and everywhere else.
Chapter 1, How to Rise to the Top When Everybody There Is Already. Think you've got talent? You're not alone. The power of the internet, YouTube, and reality television has created a big pool of famous and not so famous people. So how do you rise to the top in your career, especially as an actor or actress in Hollywood, when it seems so crowded above? These three tips will help you make the moves to superstardom and stretch your 15 minutes of fame as a movie star into an hour. Get trained. What separates the actors from the imitators? Their respect for the craft of acting. Before you spend money on headshots, find the best acting, singing, and dancing classes in your area, and invest in your career. The most talented people in the business continually train with acting coaches to prepare for roles. They don't take their gift for granted. It is quite possible to have the innate talent for a particular art, but the successful entertainers who continue to work in the entertainment industry have developed their art over time. Acquire multiple skills. Become a Jack or Jill of all trades. The stars of the future will write, produce, and direct their own projects. Don't get lost by having only one skill that can make you money. Become an actor, director, writer, producer, and even a model. Can't write? Collaborate with a young filmmaker who needs an actor or fresh new face for his or her projects. The top money makers in show business look for ways to increase their market share and find opportunities to promote their multiple skills. You must diversify your talent to stay relevant. Create your own products. Be a trendsetter. Want to be the next Berry Gordy, Steven Spielberg, Mark Burnett, or Oprah Winfrey? Create an amazing product. Become an expert in your field. But you can't be a trend follower. You must be a trend setter. Don't better the worst product. Better the best. Gordy is a musical genius. Spielberg is a film mastermind. Mark Burnett is the whiz kid of reality TV. Oprah is a successful talk show maven and the new product's best girlfriend. Find a niche, create products, and sell. But the products you create must be phenomenal, not average, not mediocre. Think like the greats. Improve upon their successes. Create amazing products that your audience can't live without. Famous people of the future are increasing their knowledge, creating products, and diversifying their talents. Some of these innovators are stealing the thunder from established stars that are still following the old rules found in the star-making playbook. Use my suggestions to stay ahead of the next group of reality stars and home video masterminds. If not, you might disappear before you even enter the game. Chapter 2. Finding ways to make money using your artistic. Whether you have great musical talent, the ability to paint, or have outstanding writing prowess, you may be able to find ways to make money by using your talent. You certainly should use these skills to your advantage and not let them become wasted on just a recreational hobby. Musicians have so many different venues to go out and sell their talent, while a real, serious artist might still be able to sell their work if they can get their work exposed to the public eye. Writers often have a tough time trying to get their work published, but have outlets like short story and freelance opportunities as well to make a buck. While the most common stumbling block for an artist to find ways to make money is often their hardline stance on not wanting to be a sellout and wanting to keep their trade pure, this will often keep the artist very poor until they are dead. The smart ones will get out in the marketplace and try and get their art sold to as many people as they can. Quite a lot of musicians will work as cover bands or do things like weddings and school proms to make a buck, and writers will sell their work writing things they have little interest in just to gain notoriety and bring in the cash as well. This is often the price an artist has to pay before they are established in their venue of choice. If you are someone who has a talent, you may want to start looking for ways to make money from that talent, even if it is a weekend gig just doing kids' birthday parties as a juggling cowboy or singing with a Beatles cover band. It will allow you to make some money doing what you are good at and potentially open some doors for you to expand off of that talent. No matter what it is you ultimately want to do with your life, letting your artistic skills find ways to make money for you cannot hurt. You never know how far your talent may take you these days, as the avenues to exposure on a grand scale are more plentiful than they used to be. From YouTube to American Idol, there are many roads to success these days. The best thing you can do is try your hand at as many paths as possible and see where it leads. If it never works out for you, so be it. You can return to your boring 9-to-5 day job and keep singing on the weekends. Chapter 3. How to make money from your crafts and art. If you are someone who enjoys putting together artistic projects, you can turn this into an opportunity to make extra money online. Whether you paint, make jewelry, take photographs, or craft other pieces of artwork together, you can turn this into a money-making activity. People are often willing to pay for different artworks which they enjoy, and as long as your works actually have artistic merit, you will have a good chance at making money from them. There are a few different websites available which can help you sell crafts and other pieces of art that you may have put together. By running searches and looking through some of the listings offered, you may be able to determine which website your pieces will fit into best. Taking the time to do your research will help you make extra money online, as you will know the best places to put your talents without wasting your time. Should you start to make extra money online through your art projects, you will only be inspired to spend more time working on them. This will serve two purposes in your life. Not only will you be bringing in some extra cash, which always helps, but you will also be able to spend time doing something that you genuinely love. This goal, which started out simply as a way to make extra money online, will turn into a great chance for you to develop your talents and skills and grow as an artist. It is definitely an opportunity which should be explored by anyone who is serious about developing their talents. Chapter 4. The right way to use YouTube to promote you. When we think of social media, YouTube is not really at the top of the list in the mind of an entrepreneur. It is less about social interaction and more of a good place to go for some distraction. This might be the case, but that doesn't mean it cannot be an integral part of marketing your brand online as an entertainer. What makes YouTube a social site is how easy it is for users to share the content with other people, as well as the ability to leave comments and subscribe to the channels they like. It is another way for a brand to reach its target audience online and grow its reputation as an industry leader. YouTube has the lowest average bounce rate of all the social networks. It is the continuous engagement from users that make it a channel that holds onto attention better than most. People are able to simply watch content instead of scroll and read. Another thing to consider is just how enormous YouTube's reach is. Over 1 billion unique visitors. That is a huge market that is largely untapped by so many businesses today. YouTube is a great channel for brands of all sizes in the entertainment world. Even for bloggers who are eager to grow their readership and build up their personal brand, can take advantage of the simple platform by uploading videos. So, as a brand, what should you be doing to get the most of all that YouTube can offer? First, fill out your profile completely. It is the same on every social network. You don't want to leave holes. Make sure that you are giving as much information about yourself as possible. Visitors want to see your info when they click on your profile, so don't leave them disappointed. Then, give your channel a good description. The channel description is like an introduction letter. It lets people know who you are and what they can expect when they watch your videos. This doesn't have to be a great work of literature, simply a brief statement about who you are, what types of videos you will be posting, and how often. Be sure to use your keywords in your description to make your channel easier to find through a user search. Be sure to include links. On your About page, it is always a good idea to include the links to your other social sites, like Twitter and Facebook, plus a direct link to your website or blog. This is a good way to get more people engaging with your brand outside of YouTube and build your fan base. Give your page some love. You can personalize your channel art in YouTube by adding a profile picture. Make sure that it is something reflective of your brand by using your logo, colors, and even your own picture. Stay active. You don't want people visiting your page and only finding a few videos that you posted at the dawn of time. Always create new videos to post to your channel. Interact with your followers by responding to any comments that they leave. Send out a thank you when they subscribe. You can see anything being discussed on your channel under the Discussion tab. The more active you are with your channel, the bigger your audience is going to get. It is also a good idea to embed your videos into blog posts, status updates on social media, or on your website. This is a good way for you to add channel subscribers from those who are already following you elsewhere. YouTube is a key part of any marketing strategy. Are you using it for your brand?
Courage.
You're gonna need strength to compromise.
To see the world through. day. Another psychosis. Well, actually, Quack, the clinical term is a neurosis.
What do you mean? You're my neurosis. I mean, you're my psychosis. I mean, because every day is everyone else's and you as my psychosis.
Well, why are we getting personal, Quack?
Well, hey, that's what I live. That's who I am. Another day, another psychosis.
Morning, Marge.
Oh, it's you. Finally decided to show up for work, huh? Before you give me some half-baked, pitiful excuse like the dog ate my gas pedal, aliens stole my underwear, or my personal favorite, you had a gray matter leak in your brain and were waiting for the plumber, give me one good reason, just one, why I shouldn't give you your walking papers right now.
You know, technically, Marge is correct, Quack. These fabrications cloak a dormant inbred desire to shrug responsibility and return to infancy with a poopy diaper.
With a what?
I'm waiting.
One good reason, March? I'll give you three. How about this is my office, you're my secretary, and you work for me?
Oh? Well then good morning, Dr. Quack.
I'll be in my office. Why do I even put up with her? She harasses the patients, lets the phone ring off the hook, and couldn't type a decent letter at gunpoint.
As you collocate these facts, I must admit that was a little drastic.
The gun wasn't loaded anyway. Hey, wait a minute. Why am I even talking to you, Zig? You don't exist. You're just a figment in my mind.
Fine. I'm here with you day and night to help you with your psychosis. And you treat me like some bad sushi left for months in the bottom of a desk drawer.
Ugh, I wondered what that smell was. Thanks. Regardless, I'm the psychiatrist here. Me, Dr. Quack. Doctor, understand? What do you think the DR in front of my name means?
Delusional regression, if I took a clinical stab at it.
Very funny, Zig. That's your opinion.
Excuse me. Mr. Delusional Regression, your next patient is here.
Tell him I need a few minutes.
I'm smelling the pungent aroma of a soiled diaper again, Quack.
Look, I treat imaginary characters, and I can't even get rid of you. Maybe I should just end it all.
That's irrational. And I refuse to be the one to add to your own destruction by telling you the gun is under your latest issue of Mallard Girl magazine in your top drawer.
Oh, thanks, maybe. Maybe I'm just tired and hungry. I'm kind of short on money, and...
I would allocate the funds, but I left them in my other attire.
Ah, gotcha! You don't even have the money, because you don't exist! Now, who's the best psychologist?
Both of us.
Why?
I purposely failed to tell you where the bullets were. So, Quack, how long have you had this fixation with self-destruction when I could easily sell tickets or send you spam emails?
Another day, another psychosis.
Everybody, it is a fantastic Friday. This is Yolanda Nolly with Radio and TV Entertainment AM FM. Hey, this is a part of the segment of the show where we talk about the entertainment industry as a business. Just want to give some tips, you know, for music artists out there. This is what Radio and TV Entertainment Networking Event Talent Search LLC, what we do. We do what we can to make sure the artists are able to retire and develop their talent into an industry when it comes to being an athlete, an amateur athlete, or a talent that's up and coming that's trying to find out ways to build their revenue, their royalty revenue. One of the key things that I can that's rumbling in my head right now to give out to for public information is that when starting out as a artist in the industry, for music artists, I see it time and time again where they put out music and then their beat or their music is taken and someone else is profiting off their work. It's profiting off their creation that they've created. And one of the key things is that there are associations out there that can protect your creativity, your work, your music creativity, per se. Number one, ASCAP, $50 registration fee one time. You can register your work. They have seminars for artists that they can grow and understand more about the business. If you're a record label and that publishes music, or you have artists under you that publish music, make sure that they are signed up as a publisher themselves. So that way their musical creative work is published under a work catalog. Either one, ASCAP or BMI. If you can go online to their website, it's underneath their name, ASCAP, A-S-A-P, ASCAP, BMI, and make sure they will give you a work, they will give you a member number. It's free to register on BMI, the Broadcasting Network Association, for businesses that utilize music, and also for creators of music and publishers and record labels. That gives you more legitimacy. You can, they will give you the paperwork to and benefits that can help an artist to create their creation and are paid for their work. This is hard work out there in the industry. This is concluding the permissible episode that I have for the informational session for music artist Yolanda Nolly. Radio TV and AM FM out.